This podcast is brought to you by Knowledge at Wharton. For more information, please visit knowledge.wharton.upenn.edu.
We're here with Chen Jin, who is a postdoc researcher with the Mac Institute for Innovation Management. He's here to talk about his research looking into bilateral rating systems in online marketplaces. Welcome.
Okay. Thank you for inviting me. It's a great honor to be here to share my research with you.
Can you tell us first about your work? What are you trying to study?
So our paper is essentially trying to understand the impact of the rating systems on those online marketplaces. So notice that in recent years, the digital innovations and especially the rapid development of the mobile internet servers, as well as the smartphones, they have really changed people's everyday life. So one of the greatest examples is the sharing economies. So the companies like Ubers and Airbnbs. So these companies work like platforms that connects millions of online individual customers to millions of offline individual service providers through a very simple applications on their smartphones. So notice that on the demand side of these platforms, the customers now is able to make orders at any time and any place. And on the supply side, the individual service providers, now they can decide when to work and how long to work on the platform. It is because of these new technologies that removes the physical obstacles between two parties. But on the other hand, the psychological obstacles, namely the trust between the two parties, is still there. Notice that the concept of trust is not a new concept. But it had never played an important role as in the current economic context. And the reason is because, so the transactions that's going to happen on these platforms is between two parties of completely strangers. And notice that because of this high liquidity of both parties, people, the customers and the service providers, they are less likely to encounter with each other for more than once. So what I mean is, for example, you are less likely to stay in the same accommodation listed on the Airbnb website. And the reason is because probably you want to change a different place to visit in your next vacation, right? And even if you are take the Ubers to go to office every day, still it is less likely that you meet the same driver. So exactly because of this high liquidity of both sides and also almost negligible entering cost of the supply side, this created big issues in establishing the trust. And notice that the customers, it is very difficult for the customer to judge how serious the service provider feels about his own business activity and the willingness to continue provide service in the long run. Okay. And the rating system has been proved that it is an effective tool to establish the trust between two parties. It is natural that people want to have reassurance from other users so that they can make sure that they didn't waste their money on the bad products or bad service. It is the rating system that makes the wisdom of crowds available, that brings the people's completely stranger peoples together to conduct business activities. And our papers, what we really are trying to understand is how this impact of these rating systems on the three parties of the game, which is the platforms, the service providers, and also the customers.
So what are your paper's key takeaways? And were there any conclusions that surprised you?
So we're still in the process of analyzing our model, but I think we have already some interesting results to share with you. So we first, in the first stage, we consider a platform without a rating system versus a unilateral rating system, in the sense that only the customers is able to submit their ratings to the service providers. And in the next stage, we're going to analyze the bilateral rating system where both parties, they can rate each other after the transactions. So currently, what we found is that the rating systems will have different impact on the three party of the game, the service providers, customers, and the platform. So from the, let's talk about this one by one. So first, from the perspective of the platforms, we found that it is always their best interest to implement this rating system. And the underlying intuition behind is because by allowing the customers to rate the service providers, it makes the service providers have more motivations to exert more effort. because now their effort is more transparent and observable through the ratings. So this kind of make the customers feel a little bit happy because they get some extra utilities. And this kind of in turn makes the platforms more flexible in redesigning its pricing strategy. So for example, right now the platforms is able to increase the price a little bit and also increase the fee charged by the charge from the service providers a little bit. So that's going to both boost the revenue of the platform. Okay, so that's for the platforms. So then when we turn to the service providers, one would tend to think that these should get worse after the implementations of the rating systems. And this is also what we think initially. Because first, they have to work harder because their effort is now observable. And second, as the reason we just mentioned, the platform's now going to increase the fee a little bit. So it sounds like that the service provider, they are incurring a double loss. And it is true that for the revenue per order, they do get a decrease. But this is not the whole story. This is only part of the story. And because we know that on average now, the service providers, they are making more effort. So it's going to attract more customers to use this platform to book service. So that's indeed what we found. So under some circumstances, the transaction volume going to increase so great such that it's going to exceed the loss of the revenue per order. So in that case, the service provider is actually getting better due to the fact that they are being rated. And the last part is for the customers. So it is natural to think that after the implementation of the rating systems, the customers it should attract more customers to join this platform. And however, we found that it is actually not always the case. And the reason is really depends on the pricing strategy of the platform. And notice that the platform care about two things. One is the revenue per order. The other is the transaction volume. And you notice that usually there's a tension between these two factors. So if you want to have a higher profit margin per order, usually you cannot at the same time achieve the goal of having a high transaction volume, right? So then what we found is that if the customer's valuation about the service itself is at a pretty low level, and then in that case, the transaction volume plays a more important role versus than the revenue per order to the platforms. So in that case, what the platform's going to do is they're going to adopt a less aggressive pricing strategy such that it's going to charge the fee from the servers a relatively lower. And then it's going to induce all the servers on the platform to exert some level of extra effort. So that's going to make the customer feel happy. So more customers going to involve in these platforms and increase the transaction volume. While on the other hand, if the valuation of the customers to the service itself is already pretty high, so which means that they are already very satisfied with the service, even if without any extra amount of effort by the service provider. In this case, we found that the revenue per order plays a more dominant role than the transaction volume. So in this case, the platform will adopt a very aggressive pricing strategy in a sense that it's going to increase the fee charged from the service provider. So that's going to make only part of the service provider exert some extra amount of effort. But the remaining service providers, they were just produce the usual basic service without the extra effort. And this amount of service providers, they just barely make a living on the platform. So in this case, the customers, the amount of customers that involve in this platform is actually lower than the system than the platform without a rating system. That's our main findings.
What are some practical applications of your research?
Okay, based on our analysis, first we know that it is always the best interest for the platform to implement such rating systems. And then the second, in terms of its pricing strategies, first we think that the platform should conduct some marketing research to gather the information about how the customers feel about the service itself. So for example, they need to know that what is the willingness to pay of the customers to acquire this service. And after they know this information, they can identify which region of the customer's valuation falls in. And then according to that information, they know either they should adopt an aggressive pricing strategy or a mild one. Okay.
So what sets your research apart from work in this area, from prior work in this area?
Okay. So for the previous works, they can be described into two streams of literatures. So the first stream is they start at the perspective of the platforms. They try to understand the optimal pricing strategy of the platform, but under the assumption that they think that the rating distribution or the effort distributions across the service, they are pre-given, so they are not changed. So this is the first string. And the second string of the literature is they start from the perspective of the service provider. They try to understand the optimal decision of the service provider and under the assumption that the price structure in this system is given. And as you may have noticed that actually the price decision of the platform and the decision of the service provider, they are interrelated. So they are going to affect each other. And eventually, they're going to reach an equilibrium. So that is our research. We endogenize both the decision of the platform and also the decision of the service provider. And also in the next stage, we're also endogenize the decision of the customers together and solve for the equilibrium. That's going to give us a more complete picture about the system.
So how will you follow up your research?
Okay. Yeah, as we said that we're still on, this is still an ongoing research. So in the next stage, we're going to keep focus on analyzing the bilateral rating systems where also the servers, they can read back the customers. And notice that this is a very important feature in the platforms such that the customers, they are not just a purchase a physical product, they actually purchase a service. So in this case, both the customers and the service providers, they're going to interact with each other for some period of time. It could be as short as a ride, like Uber, or as long as a couple of months, like Airbnb. So in this case, the service provider is also under the potential risks from the customer side because the customer's misbehavior may damage the asset of the service provider, like the server's cars or house, right? So and that's going to affect the server's future ability to provide a service. So for the platforms like this, where the customers, they are buying service rather than a physical product, a bilateral rating system is needed. And this is what we're going to focus in the next stage.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you very much for inviting me.
For more business news and analysis from Knowledge at Wharton, please visit knowledge.wharton.upenn.edu.